producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program. The secret to having a good day is listening to Doug's Good Day program. How about that? How can you go wrong here with all these exciting people? Jennifer Horn is on the air with me. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Doug likes to bring you a good day. Costco. Guess what?
What?
Richie?
Yeah.
You and I are into cars. I don't know that I bring... Jennifer is not necessarily into cars. Whenever we talk about cars, her ears glaze over.
Yeah, I sort of start to drool a little.
Last year, guess how many cars Costco sold last year?
Oh, when you go in and you see that you can go to the dealership and get a X discount. And,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they were responsible for sending to the dealership a million customers.
No, not that good.
Okay.
465,000 vehicles.
That's a lot.
Were sold through Costco and auto dealers. The partnership, on average, showed a 16% discount buying the car from Costco off of the sticker price.
Mm.
What is that? What's the normal? When you go into a dealer, let's say it says $46,000. There's about $8,000.
Right. There's about a 15-16% markup.
Right. Yeah. So that's really bringing it down to the bare bones for the dealers.
I mean, but they're giving that away at the dealer anyway nowadays.
That much?
Sure. They don't make
really?
Any money on these cars.
Huh. Don't make not the kind of cars I buy.
I had my Lexus dealer tell me that they don't make any money on selling cars anymore. It's all on service.
It's all on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much... Educated consumers have killed the car sales part of the car business.
By using the tools that are available on the internet, on the web.
Yeah, yeah. So now nobody makes, because I'm going to go to five different places and compare prices on the same car. So to get your business, I'd pretty much have to sell you the car at or below cost and hope that you will be a return customer to my service department.
Okay, so then how does this work for Auto Nation? I've been by, they have Car Nation, Auto Nation, all these. Auto Nation last year sold 500,000 cars. And as best I know, they don't really have a service department in those places, do they? Is Auto Nation and the stores that they have, there's a big Car Nation going up in my area. And it looks like they're trying, and there's another one I saw, it took over an old dealership that had plenty of service bays. But I don't see these places doing a lot of service, frankly. Because what do you do if you buy a car, let's say, because these people buy them all out of the auction. Richie, let's explain in a minute or so how this works. They go to the auctions. They buy late model cars.
Used cars you're still going to make a profit on because there's no set price. There's not a factory.
So they have to be good. They have to be sharp buyers in order to make money. That's what they do. They go around. There are these. How many are there in Framingham? We have
Mannheim is the big company, and they have, I don't know, 20 some auctions around.
Odessa's got four or five. One of them is in Framingham, in the old GM plant. They bring the cars in. They do hundreds of them every week. They rehab them. They clean them up. Thousands, and I don't know how many. Thousands around the country, and then they sell them. So this is sort of explain how the trade-in value works. For example, when I traded in my last Rover for the one I have now. I got pretty much what I paid for, but I didn't have it that long because
they take the average prices of the cars that go through the auction, and each week black book.
But how do they decide? It's just what people think, whatever the buyers think that they're worth, based on what?
Based on what they're doing at the dealership. So if I go to a dealership and I can, I know that they are selling your Ranger over for $40,000. Let's say. and it's in average condition, which means it's in good condition, you know, maybe a couple little, you know, things here or there. What I will do is I know that he can sell it for 40 grand. He's going to need to spend $800 to get it ready. So we back it up to 39.2, and I'm going to have to, it's going to cost me a couple hundred dollars to get it there. So I back it up to 39. I want to make $500. So I'm going to bid up to $38,000 on it. Hope that I get it for that, and that leaves me a little bit to take to the dealer.
Not much room, though.
Hey, I'll try to buy it for $36,000 and see if I get $2,000 profit, but it just usually doesn't happen.
Right. So anyway, it's very interesting to look at all of these things. I have the story, by the way, at DougStefan.com about where to buy cars, how to buy them, the dealerships that Costco is in association with. They have in last month alone, they moved 58,000 cars. Their tightest relationship is with the General Motors brands, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, because they want to promote, and Costco wants to promote. So that's how. So if you want to buy a new car that's a GM car, cheaper than probably you can get it anywhere, can you go into the dealer and say, okay, I went to Costco,
yes,
and they said they sold me the car. They go to the dealer and say, I want you to match this price.
Yes.
Or what's the point of that? Why would you match it? Well, I don't even understand that advertising. Why would you ever want to match them? I'm not gonna, okay. So you
got
to cut the price by a couple of bucks in order to get you to come. I can't see why people would go, we'll match any dealer's price. Well, screw you. I'm going to go to the other guy who gave me the best price to begin with. You didn't give it to me. He did. So what am I going to go to you for?
There's
you're going to match the price that you wouldn't match
before?
There's a term
in the car business called the B-back bus. And this is from my dad in the 70s in the car business. The B-back bus has been around and it still is. Thank you for your information, Mr. Car Salesman. I'll be back. Okay, great. We'll send the B-back bus for you because we know they never come back. They never come back. They take my information to the next dealership, use it to get a cheaper price, and why come back to me when somebody else beats my price?
Yeah.
So you have to get them when they're there. If they don't, they will never come back to you.
Yeah. They walk out the door, you're done with them.
You're done.
Yep.
You'll never see them again.
All right. So if you're interested in buying a new car, you may want to go to Costco. If you don't belong to Costco, this is not an ad for them, but maybe you need to join. It's 14, actually only 13 after the hour on Good Day.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
I'm Bob Garrigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Ask any child what the best part of their school day is, and they'll likely tell you it's recess. That's true whether a child goes to a traditional school or is homeschooled. But now a lawsuit filed against a husband and wife who homeschool their children is taking all the fun out of recess for their kids. Andrew and Kelly Counts began homeschooling their children in Plano, Texas in 2014. With the permission of the city and their neighborhood association, they put a playhouse and swing set in their backyard for the kids to enjoy during study breaks. Unfortunately, they soon found out that their neighbors weren't happy with the sound of kids playing. First, the neighbors began playing vulgar and offensive music when the kids used their playhouse. Then, the neighbors sued them for upsetting what they called their tranquil quality of life. Let's be fair, it sounds like a certain set of neighbors need a lesson in how to settle disputes like adults. If that doesn't work, maybe the judge can give them a timeout. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So if you have a smartphone, Jennifer, you have a smartphone. Richie's got a smartphone.
My phone's smarter than
my
yours.
My phone is super smart.
Really? My phone's smarter than your
genius level.
Phone.
Actually, my phone is the same smartness as yours. It's just the operator.
All right, so you have iPads, you have iPhones.
Yes,
I'm you have your iWatch. Hope that one of them will work. No. All right. So what do we do with these? Most of us use our smartphones when we're out to dinner with friends, family. Instead of engaging in human interaction, it depends on the restaurant. Some restaurants, again, I won't use. I actually did talk on the phone yesterday morning at breakfast, but I don't want.
Peanut Gallery's talking.
Yeah,
that is my pet peeve when you're out to dinner, out to breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever, and you turn, you see a table, and both people at the table are on their phones. It's like they're texting each other or something. I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
Why did you go out to dinner?
All right. So, why did I go out to dinner?
Right. No, if two people are sitting at a table ignoring
Why? If they're not going to interact, what's the point? Right. So, IKEA has unveiled an invention to get you to unplug during mealtime. Story at DougStefan.com. It's a special hot pot table that's powered by smartphones, so it requires everybody at the table to surrender their devices and place them below the pot. If somebody removes the phone, the heat drops and the food will not get cooked. Something new you can buy at IKEA.
Weird, but I'm
creative, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's, I didn't realize there was that much energy coming out of those things. Can't be good for you. Get too close to them, I wouldn't have thought. Huh?
There is.
What? So you think this is a ruse?
I think it's a gimmick.
It's a Ted ruse?
It's fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He won another
one. So we have a new, speaking of something that's fun, there's a new smart pill on the market from a startup drug company. When you've taken it, the smart pill knows you have taken it. This is a, we look around the world at how much is being monitored. Who thought that now, is this going to be the government? Is this the same thing as the government tracking us wherever we go?
So now, a pill that
when
knows
you get
that you've taken
a
it.
Pill.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's so when you are prescribed ABC vitamins, or not vitamins, let's just say some kind of a drug, let's say it's Lipitor for your blood pressure. They're going to put little chips in the pill so that the doctor knows that you've taken the pill. They are going to.
You can't double your dose by accident because, sometimes you forget if you take it or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, this is on the heels of that story yesterday about the tattoo that you could apply to your body and it will monitor all of your physical symptoms. It will monitor your finances. I mean, it's just creepy, sort of.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear about it?
I didn't hear that one.
Well, tattoo that you put on your arm. And it gives you constant monitoring of your vital signs. They say you don't even have to go for your physical anymore because it does everything the doctor does. But then the other element is you can store all your financial information on there, which has always got my crazy mind thinking that this is the new crime. Someone's going to come and chop your left arm off to get your tattoo, you know?
Okay. Right. Well, that was in that movie that Justin Timberlake was in about Time. Wasn't that what they did? They used to chop people's limbs off, and I remember something vaguely about it. It was a weird movie, and I was very surprised Justin Timberlake was in it. But
that's
it was
why
about
I don't like
time
the thumbprint thing, you know. How much is my thumb worth to you?
Yeah, right. Chop
or
it off.
Or the eye scan. Hello.
Yep.
All right, here's a new idea to get rid of drones. The Dutch National Police partnering with a training company. The training company is using eagles. They're teaching eagles how to pluck drones from the sky. You following me? The police partnering with this company that trains eagles. They're training the eagles to fly around and when see a drone, to grab them. Good Lord.
Good luck catching mine.
What's in it for the eagle?
Well, the eagle
gets
is
fish.
Yeah, it probably gets the reward of fish or something.
Fish.
They bring it back.
I'll take that eagle out of the sky. You've got a shot.
Well, you're going to either shoot the eagle or shoot the drone down. Listen to you insensitive so-and-sos.
I'm going
to
put a GoPro on mine and I'm going to post it on YouTube.
Good for you, Richard. Congratulations. Ca-ca. 21 after the hour on the Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, music time here on Good Day, 23 after the hour. We're going to bring you debut music from this week, starting in 1985. Bryan Adams appeared on the scene for the first time with this song called Somebody. Started at number 59, went to number one on the rock charts again this week, 1985. Who remembers Bryan Adams and Somebody?
Yep.
Crack it up, Richie.
Love it.
All right, so this is a good tune. Did well for him. This is debut music now, not the hits, but they're on their way to becoming hits. John Cougar Mellencamp, this is a great song. Debuted this day, 1986, Rock. R-O-C-K in the USA, started number 54, peaked number one. Let's see. Well, what else do you have to say about this? Just crank it up or see. You're not Savings for itself.
Out of the family, set you out of the friends. With the poppins in the heads and their little money in the hands.
I like the drum in there.
Some all black and some all white. And they ain't just trying to sleep on the floor tonight.
Can actually put drum notes on a sheet of music, or these
yes,
guys have to feel their way?
No.
Actually, no.
There's sheet music for drums, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I was wondering how that works.
Absolutely, sure.
All right, let's keep moving here. New music from this day, 1988, George Harrison. This debuted at number 63.
You don't remember this?
No.
This was a big deal. It's about.
Yeah, it went to number two.
Yeah.
The rock chart.
You can guess what it was about.
The Beatles. Fab Four. We Was Fab. Alright. The Bangles. You'll like this one if you haven't heard it for a while. 1989 was the year.
Burning
for this song.
Eternal flame.
They drew this week in 89. Yeah. Then number 56 went to number one. This is a, yeah, it's a nice. What a sweet song. Go ahead, crank it up, Richie.
I don't wanna
Jennifer's favorite.
I don't think he's a jerk.
He'll play the hit.
Wish It Would Rain. This is debut number 71 this week, 1990.
I think he's a jerk because I saw him at concert at the Hollywood Bowl and it rained, and you would have thought this guy was falling.
He would sing the song?
He had such a fit. He walked off stage early. He ended the concert early.
Yeah. Wish You Would Time to Keep Going here. Are we done?
No, we can go one more.
All right. Ah, perfect. Crank this puppy up. London Beat. I've Been Thinking About You. Debuted at number 52, then screamed up to number 1. Didn't take much time at all. This is 1991 music. Come on, Richie. Can't sit still for this. Move your feet, move your legs, move your butt. Move your shoulders back and forth. Listen to me like I know how to dance.
Or you're an aerobics instructor.
Zumba.
Doug would be a Zumba instructor.
Yeah, I would be a Zumba. I'd be a good Zumba instructor.
Yeah.
No doubt, yes. That'd be great. My next calling is to be a Zumba instructor. You see that video at 11. Film 50. Where are we? 29 after the hour on Good Day.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can review many of the things that we talk about at Steffen.com. The nuance, the spin that we put on it might not be exactly the same as what appears in picture and in print. So, the resolve to that, Richie,
is
to go to the archives and listen. You could have Doug Steffen in your ear all day, every day.
It's fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. Right. All Doug, all day. What's wrong with that? Perfect.
It's a hoot.
Whew. It is a hoot. Walmart.
Talk to us.
Really, instead of with you? Is that what that's about? Walmart ordered to pay $31 million by a federal jury in New Hampshire. $31 million to a pharmacist who claimed she was fired because of her gender and in retaliation for complaining about safety conditions at Walmart. Story at DougSteffen.com. I'm going to check this out. Be in New Hampshire for the primary. I'm going to do the program from there next Monday and Tuesday. And we'll be in Concord and Manchester. Concord, this is where
the... Do you actually know where you're going to be?
I'm going to be in the Red Roof Inn, I think. I know I'm going to be in a hotel. I can't remember where. I'll look at it. When I drive up there on Monday morning, I'll know where I'm going.
And that's where all the candidates go through. Is that the Red Roof?
Anybody who's trying to get a vote in Canada. Good day.
So Ted Cruz will be there.
Right.
Yes, Ted will be there.
Republican from Alberta.
The Cuban Canadian.
That's what we want, is a Cuban Canadian as president of America. Woo-hoo!
Hey, it does well for foreign relations, you know. At least you got Cuba and Canada.
Yeah, remember. Canada, we got some real big issues going on with them.
All right, so the plaintiff is Maureen McFadden, Richie.
Really?
Five-day trial.
Had a family member hit her.
Claimed the Walmart used her loss of a pharmacy key as a pretext for firing her. She was 47 years old. She'd been there for 13 years. She says she was fired in retaliation for her raising concerns that customers at the Walmart store in Seabrook, New Hampshire, where she worked, were getting prescriptions filled improperly because of inadequate staffing.
So this moron lost pharmacy key? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, that's why she was fired. That's what they say.
That'd
she
do
says,
it.
No, I'm a woman. They fired me. They wouldn't have fired a man for doing that. She said that Walmart disciplined her. They also had a problem with a male pharmacist who did the same thing. He lost his pharmacy key, and they didn't fire him, but they fired her.
See, they both got to go.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker when you're a pharmacist and you lose your key, man.
Got to cover your
tracks. Problem.
Fire the homeboy, too. That's the way it works.
Well, when you say lost the key, that's all the drugs, right?
Yeah. What an idiot. That, both of them. Out. Get him out of here. Roll back pricing. You better demote him to be the greeter at the front of the store. What, they're going to give away the key to the Walmart, too? I mean, come on. Come on.
Give him some sweatpants.
He'll be working at the Subway.
Jeez.
Okay. So
how do you get a job somewhere else? Why did you leave your last position? Oh, I lost the key to the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. It's almost as good as the cop who left his automatic weapon up on the
roof. Yeah,
in the back of the car and drives off.
Automatic deal breaker.
Did he get fired? I don't think he got fired, did he?
If he didn't, he should have.
You got to fire that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so. All right, anyway, let's see what we have here for parents who drive their students to school. Richie, does Janet ever bring the two children to school?
Occasionally.
How far are they?
Yeah, it's a mile and a half.
Yeah. So she brings them once in a while?
Yeah, no, usually they take the bus.
They do, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, if she drives them, does she get dressed or does she stay in her pajamas?
I think she usually gets dressed, but I wouldn't put it past her to go in her pajamas. If it's just a trip up to the school and back.
You know, he doesn't seem so sure. He's like, I think she gets dressed.
No, I would say in general she gets dressed, I could absolutely see her taking the kids up in her pajamas.
Really? Does she wear pajamas?
Yes. She does.
She does.
No, she takes the kids to school naked, Doug.
Right.
I mean, come
Wrong
on.
Panties, Doug.
Perf.
There was a woman who lived in our neighborhood who had, when I was a kid, she had horses, and they were kept across the street from where I lived in the farm across the street that I spent so much time on as a kid, and now where my house is that I am moving out of in a few months. Anyway, her name was Montgomery. What was her first name?
Becky.
Gloria, I
Elizabeth.
Think. No. Anyway, this woman had a problem with alcohol. But she had some great horses,
Hilda.
And she'd come up with a cure for the heaves, which is a big problem for horses. And
that's
so
for alcoholics.
Can I finish the story at least? So she used to drive around, and she had a Pontiac convertible. Was
and pink. You always knew when she was close, because you'd hear,
No.
Driving the bus.
It's into the going to the side of the wall in a moment here. She was usually naked. The point I was trying to make with the story was she was usually
Now you've told me she's naked, heaving, and drunk, and she likes to hang out with horses. All right. And we don't really know her
fun
name.
Women.
The point of this story brings me around to a letter that was sent home with the students at a school in Darlington, England. The head teacher of the school, Kate Chisholm, sent a letter home that reads as follows, quote, I've noticed there has been an increasing tendency for parents to escort children to and from school whilst, that's very British, still wearing their PJs and on occasion even slippers. Could I please ask and will require that when you are sending your children to school or escorting them, you please take the time to be dressed appropriately in day wear that is suitable for the weather. So what I read into this is that they're bringing their children to school, they're walking them to school in their pajamas. The principal says, no more. Here is Jessica Wakefield. You're going to love the British spin on this. She works for On Demand News in England.
Pajamas. Not the most obviously offensive item of clothing, but the head teacher of this school in Darlington has taken offense at the nightwear being worn during the day. The head teacher of Skern Park Academy has issued a stern warning to parents, requesting they stop coming to school in pajamas and dress more appropriately. Despite the anger from some parents at the school, Mrs. Chisholm has said that she's received a largely positive response on an issue that she says ultimately boils down to aspiration and committing to a routine.
All right. So you think this is a problem only in England? Guess again. Here's a report from a television station in Florida.
It is a story everyone is talking about. Do parents need a dress code at school? It's a topic that now Palm Beach County school officials plan to discuss. This all came about in Broward when officials there said parents are setting a bad example for kids when they pick them up or drop them off wearing pajamas, saggy pants, even risque clothing. Does the school system have any right to tell you what is and is not acceptable attire at school or school-related events?
So is this too far? Is this too much involvement? Schools telling parents they can't bring their children to school if they're wearing pajamas or other inappropriate attire. Let's say your mother is a belly dancer and she's on her way to work. So
or
time to change.
It's the afternoon in Florida, and she was laying out in the front yard with
right,
the bikini.
Right, be on the beach, getting a little sun.
I just am sad that we even have to have this conversation. Like, shouldn't we know what's appropriate to wear in public?
Are you kidding?
Shouldn't we know? Am I an idealist?
Maybe we should, but how many people do you know who dress appropriately for
any given
event? Yeah, you do. You actually are very good at that. Richie's
I don't know. Some of your outfits could be seen as inappropriate for picking up a kid from school.
Give me a break.
I'm hung out with Dan Vegas.
Give me a break.
This one. All right.
Yeah.
So here's the latest good news from the internet. Retired police officer decided that he wanted to keep the... Marietta, Ohio police said that this guy had retired. They were going to put his partner, the dog, his canine partner, to sleep. What are you going to do that? Why are you going to do that? What are you, nuts? Anyway, the officer's name was Matthew Hickey. Said he was going to retire. Assumed that his dog, Ajax, would come to live with him because he's lived with him for all the years that he's worked with him. He considers the dog a family member. There was a bond between them. He said, I would hate to lose my buddy. There was a catch, though, because the city is saying the dog is their property. The Ohio state law says an enforcement officer who leaves an equine or canine gives the dog up. The dog or horse gets assigned to another officer if he's fit for duty. But the chief said, this dog's old, we got to put him asleep. So Hickey found out that the chief rejected his offer to buy the dog. The police chief still said no. So what? Apparently this became local fare for a lot of conversation in Marietta, which is in southeastern Ohio along the Ohio River. And so the townspeople raised $3,500 and gave the city, the police department, $3,500 so this guy could take the dog. And by the way, the dog property of the city, even though they had said he was too old to serve, they were going to keep him because they paid to have him. This is, what a ripoff this is. What kind of stupid thinking is this? You're going to put the dog to sleep. So the dog costed $3,500 to train. So give it to the guy who used it most. Maybe he'll help you from time to time, and he won't charge you for it when it comes to crime. Especially if he's any good at it. It looks to me like the dog was pretty good at it. So anyway, a change.org petition collected 22,000 signatures. Facebook users took to the city of Marietta's page and crashed it. That's what happens. You get these people that love dogs. We're getting into this whole world. This is part of what I'm doing here in Palm Beach. There's a seminar that we have attended.
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. Is basically about communication with animals, the value of animals, how the human value, which we think is higher than anybody else, may not be. In fact, we can communicate more readily with each other, but how well do we do with that? Look at the problems in the world that come about as a lack of of not being able to communicate. And look at how the animal kingdom gets along. You always know where you stand. The dogs always know where they stand with the other dogs, right? They smell them, and then they put them into a category. And if they don't like them, they chase them away. Maybe they have a fight with them, but they're done. Horses
like
the same
radio
way.
Conference.
Horses, cows, yeah, it's like a talk radio conference.
Mm-hmm.
Cows have there's always a boss cow, always a leader of the herd. There's a boss horse, too. But they understand the hierarchy, and they get along. They can make it work. But human beings don't seem to be able to do that, and that's part of what we're learning here. But the other thing is the value of a dog like this, and how neat it is that the people came to the rescue. So the city passed the dog over last Friday to this guy, and he's a happy character. GoFundMe. Wait a minute. We started at $3,500.
Yeah, they made $50,000.
I didn't see this before.
Yeah. $50,000. Yeah, huge amount.
Wow. But they're going to auction the dog off instead of paying, and instead of giving them to this guy. What a bunch of...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah. I think what I heard was it's probably not in the best interest of the dog to have him auction. This guy's going to get the dog, though. But look at all this huzzerai. For not any really good reason. 47 past the hour here on Good Day.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all of that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Insight.
All right, I have the final figures in from 2015 on the legal sale of pot in America.
Yes.
The business is booming. Sales.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Three past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. And in a moment, we're going to focus on the return of Circuit City, which some people say is a big, flat, zero, nothing, nobody cares. And others are pretty excited about it. Let's find out why and what's going on in a moment here on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
All right, let's get at the return of Circuit City, Jen Jen. Let's see. The first thing I thought about was the Circuit City commercial from about 20 years ago.
Push it, click it, press it, click it, tune it in, turn it on. This is what you watch it on. Anywhere you work it, integrate your circuit at the city. Circuit City.
Come to the Blink and welcome technology with a heart. Welcome to Circuit City, where service is state of the art.
The future at your fingertips, get all the right connections. Punch a key and you can see the new video directions. We can turn your car into an audio star with the one you want or the way you want.
At Circuit City, trained sales counselors are one of the reasons we get higher customer satisfaction ratings than any other specialty home electronics and appliance chain.
I've got you down a gizmo for electric machismo. From amplitude for the radical dude, we're tuned into your attitude.
Come to the place. Welcome, technology with a heart.
Welcome to Circuit City, where service is state of the art. Welcome to Circuit City.
Remember the single?
I used to sing it when I was a kid. Uh-huh.
Commercial aside, Circuit City filed for bankruptcy, about 8 years ago, I think. And they're going to open a new store in Dallas. They are trying to figure out, according to what I've read, they have their plans. Here is a tech reporter named Kim Horscher talking about the people that are putting this all back together again at Circuit City.
Two retail veterans, Albert Liniando and Ronnie Schmoll, bought up the rights to Circuit City's brand from IT firm Systemax recently. And Systemax, they're not the first one to hold it either. This is the third launch for Circuit City now. So the plan is to start launching stores next year, probably in Dallas. And this comes after launching a website in June, hoping to do certain direct sales and also work through third-party marketplaces like Amazon, Walmart, and eBay, followed by Sears, Jet, and Rakuten. And then they would do fulfillment through their own distributors and then some other ones as well. This is aimed directly at millennials, according to Twice.com, is it the nostalgia factor? Do millennials love nostalgia that much that they're willing to do this? So the plan is to build a bunch of very small stores centrally located in different areas. There is a mock-up of what that would look like. And it does look a lot like how you would remember Radio Shack stores looked. And that's no mistake. It also looks like a cell phone store. And that is because they are being built by the same fabricator behind AT&T and Verizon carrier stores.
Remember what I said yesterday, Jennifer? This is Radio Shack for kids. This is a revival. What they ought to have done is buy the radio. I don't know. What's the logo or the name Circuit City never meant anything to me. I was not. Best Buy means something to me. Circuit City never meant. I never went to a Circuit City. I can't remember ever going to a Circuit City.
There's a lot nearby where I live. So I used to go to Circuit City with my dad a lot.
Really?
Oh, drag me
out. You hear people like yesterday, McFadden said, this will never work. Those companies. All they've done is buy the name. If the people that were associated with it before have no connection to it whatsoever, they just sold the name so that it can be used. Now, does that help sometimes in branding? If they're going after a whole new market, it may be smart because doesn't Circuit City sort of say what you're trying to sell? You're involved in all this technology, circuitry, et cetera, et cetera. I hope that they have. You know what? Rather than take them all apart, wish them good luck. Wish them the best. This would be good for America if we have another competitive technology store in the technology sector. So I wish them well. Good luck to Circuit City in their return. 59.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.